my Lord, O Supreme, because I was born in a family full of the hellish material qualities of passion and ignorance, what is my position? And what is to be said of your causeless mercy, which was never offered even to Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, or the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi? You never put your lotus hand upon their heads, but you have put it upon mine, purport by Srila Prabhupada. So Lord Maharaj was surprised at the causeless mercy of the Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead. For although Prahlad was born in a demoniac family, and although the Lord had never before placed his lotus hand on the head of Brahma, Shiva, or goddess of fortune, his constant companion, the Lord Nrsingdev, kindly placed his hand on the head of Prahlad. This is the meaning of causeless mercy. The causeless mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead may be bestowed upon anyone, regardless of his position in this material world. Everyone is eligible to worship the Supreme Lord irrespective of his material position. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 14th chapter. Mancajobhyavicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samacetane tan brahma bhugyaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, who doesn't fall down in any circumstances, at once transcends the modes of mental nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. Anyone who engages in continuous devotional service to the Lord is situated in the spiritual world and has nothing to do with the material qualities. Sattva-guna, Raja-guna, Tama-guna. Because Prahlad Maharaj was situated on the spiritual platform, he had nothing to do with his body, which had been born of the modes of passion and ignorance. The symptoms of passion and ignorance are described in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto. As lost and hankering, tadarajastamo bhavo kamo lobha dayasya ji. Lord Maharaj, being a great devotee, thought the body born of his father to be born of passion and ignorance. But because Prahlad was fully engaged in the service of the Lord, his body didn't belong to the material world. The pure Vaishnava's body is spiritualized even in this life. For example, when iron is put into a fire, it becomes red hot and is no longer iron but fire. Similarly, the so-called material bodies of devotees who fully engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, being constantly in the fire of spiritual life, have nothing to do with matter, but are spiritualized. Srila Madhvacharya remarks that the goddess of fortune, the mother of the universe, couldn't get mercy similar to that which was offered to Prahlad Maharaj. Although the goddess of fortune is always constant companion of the Supreme Lord, the Lord is more inclined to his devotees. In other words, devotional service is so great that when it is offered, even by those born in low families, the Lord accepts it as being more valuable than the service offered by the goddess of fortune. Lord Brahma, King Indra, and the other demigods living in upper planetary systems are situated in a different spirit of consciousness. and situated in the and therefore they are sometimes troubled by demons. But a devotee, even if situated in the lower planets, enjoys life in Krishna consciousness under any circumstances. Paratah svatah karmatah. As he acts himself, as he is instructed by others, or as he performs his material activities, he enjoys life in every respect. In this regard, Madhvacharya quotes the following verses, which are mentioned in Brahma Tarka, Kvaji Maharaj Bhashya. Kvahum raja prabhava isa tamo adhika ashmin jato sure tarakule ko tavan kumpa na brahmano na tu bhavasya na vairamaya janmi arpita sirasi padmakaraha prasada. Prahlad Maharaj, being a great devotee, very dear devotee of the Supreme Lord, offers this prayer, saying that he was born in a family full of hellish material qualities of passion and ignorance. What is his position? But the Lord's mercy is very great, causeless mercy. Mercy which is not offered to Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Ganesha Fortune, Lakshmi Devi, is offered to Prahlad Maharaj. Lord had never put his lotus hand upon their heads, but he put his hands upon the head of Prahlad Maharaj. This is the causeless mercy of the Supreme Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, Saman sabhabhuteshu name dushyasti na priyah kintu je bhajanti tumam bhaktya mai teshu chapi aham. He has said this thing. He is impartial. He is equal to one and all. Name dushyasti na priyah. Nobody is very dear and nobody is enemy to me, friend or enemy to me. But je bhajanti tumam bhaktya mai teshu chapyaham. But those who worship me or serve me with devotion, they are in me, I am. This is special partiality of the Lord towards his dear devotees, though he is in Barsha. So indiscriminately the Lord showers his mercy on the devotees. They may be born, as Prahlad Maharaj says, in a demoniac family full of modes of passion and ignorance. But the Lord never considers all these things. Only he sees the spirit of devotion. How far the devotee is surrendered to him, and how far he is serving him with love and faith. That is most important thing. Je yatha maham prapadyante taṁ tathāhaṁ bhajāmyaham. He has also said this thing in Śrīmad Bhagavad Gita. Everybody is rewarded according to the degree of his surrender. But one who has fully surrendered, completely surrendered, surrendered without any condition, serving the Supreme Lord without any condition, is the most dear, the dearest devotee of the Lord. And he gets the fullest mercy, godless mercy of the Lord. Apichat sudurachara bhajatimam ananya bhav sadureva samantabya samyak vyavasita hi sa. In the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan has said this. One may be born in a very, very low family, sudurachara, in demoniac family, in family of a thief, wicked persons. But bhajate mam ananya bhav sadureva samantabya samyak vyavasita hi sa. But he, if he serves me unconditionally, completely surrendering unto my lotus feet, he is sadhu. He is a great devotee, is very dear to me. Sadhu eva samantabya samyak vyavasita hi sa. And he is situated in the right platform, that is spiritual platform, is never in material platform, though apparently he may be in material platform, but if he is completely engaged with full devotion, unconditionally serving the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, he is in the spiritual platform, is very dear. Because the Supreme Lord Krishna is always in spiritual platform. He is never in material platform. Therefore, one who serves him in full devotion, automatically is situated in that platform. Unless one is elevated to the spiritual platform, he cannot serve the Supreme Lord, who is situated in the spiritual platform. Dikhya kale sishya kore atma nivedan, sei kale kusno tare kore atma saman. It is stated. When a person accepts a bona fide spiritual master and surrenders into his lotus feet and is being initiated by him, at the time of initiation, when he surrenders unto the lotus feet of spiritual master, who is a bona fide representative of the Supreme Lord, that time he is accepted by the Supreme Lord. Krishna tare kore atma. Because the pure devotee, the bona fide representative of the Supreme Lord, spiritual master, the pure devotee of the Lord, is bona fide representative here in this material world. And he is very dear, confidential associate of the Supreme Lord. Whatever a spiritual master says to the Lord accepts it. Because he is the confidential devotee. Very confidential devotee of the Supreme Lord. When a spiritual master takes a very, very, I would say, low, only born, conditioned soul, showering his mercy upon him to the lotus feet of the Lord, Lord immediately accepts him. That is stated. Because when someone surrenders himself unto the lotus feet of a spiritual master, the spiritual master engages him in the service of the Supreme Lord. Spiritual master is a great devotee, dear devotee of the Lord, is always engaged. Yuktasya bhaktanscha niranjana. He is always engaged in the loving service of the Supreme Lord. One ever comes to him and surrenders himself at his lotus feet, he engages that devotee of God in the loving service of the Lord. So that fellow, that person also becomes very dear to the Lord. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lakshmi Devi, constant companion of the Lord, are so much dear as this devotee is dear. Shivaji, Vaishnavanam Gatha Sambhu, stated in Srimad Bhagavat, Shivaji also a great devotee. But he is not so dear as a human being born here in this material world and is engaged fully in the devotional service of the Supreme Lord. In other words, one who is a pure devotee of the Lord. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, demigods, they are in higher planetary systems. But an ordinary human being is in this earth planet, lower than those planets. But if he is a pure devotee, he is much greater than that of Brahma and Shiva. Lord Shiva has himself admitted this thing. He has said, Panchabhautika deha je matya loko anivasinah bhagavat bhakti rasikanam syamadrusham sada Sri Krishna charanam bhur charpitatmanam hi je kira tadeka prema labhasa tyaktartho jana jivana ahika musmika sesa sadhva sadhana nispruha jati varna samachara dharma dhinatva parva trunatrayadi nirmukta vedamargatika api hari bhakti vala vega kutaschid bhaya sada नान्यत्किमपि वांछन्ति तद्भक्ति रसलम्पटा स्वर्गापवर्गनरकेष्वपि तुल्यार्थदर्शिनः. This is mentioned in Brihat Bhagavatam. These are the versions of Lord Shiva. Shivaji says to Narada Muni, Panchabhautika deha je matyaloka nivasinah Bhagavad Bhakti Rasikanam Syamadrushan Sada. Shivaji says, what to speak of? Anything more? A human being having this body which is formed five gross material elements. Kipapteza marut yam pancha bhautika deha. But Bhagavad Bhakti Rasika. But he is a great devotee of the Lord. He is always engaged in loving service of the lotus feet of the Lord. He is or suitable even by myself. He has said this. Just see what himself says. Therefore, in Srimad Bhagavatam it is also stated that this human form of life is rarely obtainable, durlabham. Labdha sublabhayidam bahushambhavam. Nanushyamattadam anitya mubiyadhira. After undergoing so many species of lives in so many planetary systems, when someone gets a human form of life, it is to be considered rarely obtainable. Because it is arthada, through this life, paramartha will be obtained. This prem bhakti, prem lakshana bhakti, known as paramartha. In other spaces of life, even in demigod spaces of life, it is not obtained. Only it is obtained in human spaces of life. Therefore, this human form of life is considered to be durlabham, rarely obtained. Sadharma nishta sadhanikman viranchitameti tatparam hi man. Vaishnavam adha abhyakudam padam yadham vibhudha paratkaye. That's also the version of Lord Shiva. Viranchi, Lord Brahman, myself, Lord Shiva and other, Indra and other demigods, we cannot get immediately the lotus feet of the Lord. Whereas, a human being born in this material world, if he is a Vaishnava, a pure devotee of the Lord, immediately gets and goes there. Whereas, we have to wait for a kalpa, for a millennium. That he has said. So Prahlad Maharaj says this thing. So this statement of Prahlad Maharaj is very important. Pahum raja prabhava isa tamo adhike asmin jato suretara kulekva tadan kampa na brahmano na tu bhavasya na vairamaya janmi arpita sirasi padvankara kāda. One thing is there. As soon as a human being is born, he is indebted. He has incurred debts, three debts. You know? He is indebted to demigods. He is indebted to the sages. He is indebted to his parents. Do you understand? You say, Runa. Runa means debt, English. Three Runa. Deva Runa, Rusi Runa, Pitram Runa. You understand? How can he be free from these debts? That is the question. So in Vedas, it is stated, when a person is indebted this way, so what shall he do to be free from these debts? He must perform this fire sacrifice and to satisfy the demigods, offer oblations to demigods. Thereby, he may be free from their debts. Devruna, then Rushi Runa, the debt in God. Then Sunday is indebted to Sages. What shall he do? He should study Vedas. So thereby he may be free from that debt. Then Pitru Runa is indebted to his parents. What shall he do? He must take a wife, marry, and produce progeny, child to get up, keep up the dynasty, then he'll be free from that debt. You understand? But those who are the devotees, pure devotees, they never do all these things. They transgress all these methods. And they completely surrender themselves, lotus feet, Mukunda, Bhagavan Mukunda, and Saab, his lotus feet. And they are free. No debt, alert. That is that. You understand? Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, that is stated. Devarsinunam, Pitrunamba, Nava Kinkaro.
Nayam
Runincharaha. Nayam Runincharaha. Gatamukundam, Parihutta. Sabbatmanejo, Saranam Saranyam, Gatamukundam, Parihutta. Srimad Bhagavatam, kind of, this is said. One surrender in the lotus feet of Mukunda, completely, he is free from all these debts. Deva, Apto, Rusi, Devarsi, Deva, Rusi, Apto, Bhuta, Pitru. You understand? All these runas, theirs are clear. So, the devotees, pure devotees, were completely surrendered souls at the lotus feet of Mukunda. They have no debt. They are free from all debts. Yes?
Maharaj, you're mentioning with these debts that the pure devotee who completely surrenders to Mukunda is freed from all these debts.
Yes.
What about devotees like myself who haven't reached that platform of pure devotion?
You should reach it. You should reach. Because you have come to this path, and that is the goal. You should achieve that goal. Then same. And another thing is also there. You may not know who is the Lord, who is Krishna, how can I serve him? But his representative is there, spiritual master. So surrender yourself unto his feet and satisfy him. Then that is also as good as surrender unto Krishna and serving to me. Just a prasada, bhagavat prasada. That is it. So this is the easiest path. You understand?
Yes.
Yes. This is the
Some devotees have said to me that even though devotees don't perform Varnashram Dham, but that type of thing is for the pure Vaishnavas. But those who aren't pure, they have to be in Varnashram, which is their excuse for not performing devotional service. So, well, I'm a Vaishya, so I have to do my business, so I can't surrender to Krishna.
But unless you surrender, you cannot fulfill the aim of your life. You cannot achieve the goal of your life. That's the only goal. You understand? Then you have to involve yourself in the cycle of birth and death. Yes? The human being means he must do this thing. Then his life is fulfilled. Otherwise, again he will be evolving under the so many lakhs of species of life. The chance has been given in this form of life. Don't miss the chance. An intelligent person will never miss it. No. May I not get any chance more? No chance has been given. I must apply it. Isn't it? Hare Krishna, Govinda.